Have you ever looked at another person and wondered, why can't I be more like them? And then, have you tried to be like them and failed and fallen flat on your face? I know I have. And then, after that happens, have you felt kind of like a second-class child of God, or like you were more suited to be a bench warmer than to ever get out on the field again? Well, there have been times I've felt exactly that way throughout my life. What's the problem? Well, it begins when we compare ourselves to other people and measure who we are and our worth in God's eyes based upon what we see in others, the gifts others have, what others are doing, and we forget that God, by design, created you to be you. And God, by design, created me to be me. He didn't make a mistake when he made you, and surprisingly, God didn't make a mistake when he made me. God made you uniquely you for a specific purpose, to do through you very specific things, and to play a part in the lives of other people around you in a very specific way through your uniqueness. In his first letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul talks about this reality. He says, there are diversities of gifts, but it's the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. In other words, when it comes to you and me and all believers around the globe, when we open up our eyes and take a look, we're going to see a wide variety of ways that God is working in people and through people. People who God has given gifts and abilities to that are very different from the gifts and abilities that you have and are very different from the gifts and abilities that I have. But in all that diversity, it is God who is working all in all. It's God working in people who were designed just the way he wanted them to do just what he has laid out for that individual to do as they interact with the world around them. And it might look very different from what you're doing, and it might look very different from what God has given me to do as we each seek to walk with the Lord. Paul goes on, and he compares you and me and the rest of us believers to a human body. He says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. And then listen to this. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? Think about that. If every organ in your body, every part of your body suddenly became an eyeball, you would be lacking a lot, wouldn't you? Where would be the hearing? And if the whole body were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he pleased. Did you hear that? God has set you where you are, created you the way you are, gifted you the way you are for a specific purpose as an important part of what he is doing on this earth. And if we were all exactly the same, doing the exact same things in the exact same ways, not only would the world be amazingly boring, but there would be a whole lot lacking and much that would never get done. In the same way that if every part of your body became an eyeball, there would be a whole lot lacking. Listen, you are uniquely you for a purpose, and it's by God's design. In that same passage, Paul goes on, and he says, but now indeed there are many members, yet one body, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Did you hear that? In your uniqueness, you are needed. God designed you, created you, gifted you, and made you who you are, and you are needed. Now, I don't know about you, but plenty of times in my life, daily actually, I have to be reminded that I am needed. And please let this be a reminder to you that you are needed. Your life is precious. I need you. You need me. All of us need one another. We are all parts of one another, just as all the parts of your human body are interconnected and depend on one another by design. That's the way it is for us. And God, by his grace, seeks to live something special through each of us in our uniqueness. Paul tells us again in that same passage, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. Now, how amazing is that? Utterly amazing to me. My name is James Flanders. At times, I've struggled with trying to fit in. In fact, I still do. I've struggled with trying to be like or act like other people whom I have admired and fallen flat on my face. Now, it's taken a long time, but I'm finally seeing that I don't make a good imitation of anybody else. God made me, uniquely me, for a purpose. And you know what? He made you, uniquely you, for a purpose as well.